Click, click, boom.
Boom! Yeah, I think I'm ready. I don't remember what I need and what's happening, but I'm good. I'm building momentum.
You guys seem like the type of guys who know how to do things remotely on a computer. Am I smart enough to use Zoom on my own?
Yes.
Definitely. Okay.
It's incredibly easy.
Do I have to download anything or do anything special, or do I just click this button that says sign up, it's free?
You don't have to download, but you should. It's better if you do.
Yeah, the client's better than the web version.
Okay. Do I download first and then sign up, it's free, or sign up, it's free, and then download?
Sign up, it's free first.
Okay.
WebEx is also free.
This is all I need to know about. Specifically, I was told we're using Zoom.
Okay. Well, if someone else is hosting the meeting, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to sign up for nothing.
Oh.
Yeah, they should be able to provide you a link and just
go. You only need to log in if you're making the meeting.
Oh. Okay.
If they're making the meeting, they send you a link, you click on it, your web browser open, and says, hey, do you want to join this meeting? And you say yes.
Oh, great. I will contact my friends and see what they think about that.
That image of Mike Tyson reminds me, because I just watched the episode of 30 Rock where Tracy got a fake face tattoo to try to rebel. And then Liz Lindham found him sleeping and he picked his head up off the pillow and all the tattoo was all over the pillow. Liz Lemon.
Blurg. Let's open up the channel or start the show or one of the two.
Oh, yeah, I should do that.
Grinch McSkinage!
Oh, no.
Well, that's it. Two people. That's out of the 285 people on the server we're going to get to. Oh, now it's 276. All right. We should make a requirement on the server. If you don't listen to the show live at least like once a month, you get booted.
Once ever is fine.
And now everybody's tired.
Yep. Excitement yawn. Sorry, actually, it was in my head thinking about, the Masked Singer. I need to watch that tomorrow. That's actually what I was thinking, but...
Am I caught up on that?
I don't know.
Did the swan go home?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody go home since then?
No.
Cool.
Well, I'm sure someone went home just right now.
Right.
But, all right, it's after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it's Donkey Roll T, through Scrooge, this. And the old man. Fire it up.
Apparently everyone else is keeping their social distance and not even joining us virtually.
I like it. I support that.
All right. True Believers, welcome to the 235th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We are all very well spread apart. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got Ken72. We got SneakyBeat15. They're Ray. They're Ian. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, tasting everything and smelling everything around me.
Woo! This is the week of March 25th to April 1st, the start of our, six more weeks of winter and being stuck at homes. And let me tell you, I am sick of being stuck at home. This working from home thing, that's for the birds. I so want to go back to work.
Ha! Tell me more.
I absolutely.
But just a little bit more.
I hate working from home.
Ha!
Hate it.
All right, that's enough, because I can't wrap my head around it, and we're not going to make any progress.
Yeah, I'm still trying to process.
Yep.
I know you guys don't like to believe it, but I actually like to interact with my coworkers.
That can't be true.
Being stuck here is freaking awful.
That just simply can't be true.
It's very much true. All right.
After 20 years of being your friend, that simply cannot be the truth.
All right. What do we got? I don't know. Deadpool Dailies. That's a thing. Today, it's the Wednesday, apparently, according to my script. Bullseye, Thursday Cap, Friday Sentry, Saturday Punisher, Sunday Blade, Monday Wolverine, Tuesday Torch, and Wednesday is Colossus. Over in the 5-day 4-star crash!
I scared my cat.
yes?
Nothing. I just scared my cat.
On the 18th, Ian, you had not tried the thing versus Johnny. How'd that go for you?
Oh, I was I the thing? Or was I Johnny?
I think you were the thing.
Total success.
Right. After that was, one that I hated a whole lot. Magic versus Wolfsbane.
That you said that in past tense. I still haven't beat her.
Oh, it's awful.
Turns out Wolfsbane is a really good character and Magic is a really not.
Yeah, Magic sucks. She is awful.
I feel like seeing as you picked Namor and I picked magic, that was the dev's way of saying the two of us need to eat it and shut up. Because they are both terrible characters. And if you've recently checked the infographic, my 003 magic just at level 70 isn't going to cut it.
Yeah, so you've got a 0% chance, dude.
Yep, I haven't even tried, so no problems.
Like, no, I played a few times. There. I ended up championing my magic just to have a chance. And then it finally won. It's brutal. Huh.
Any piece of strategy that was different than the obvious, you know?
What you've been doing? Have you tried her at 4-4-5? Because that was Craig's strategy.
You have to wait for her to put out all of her countdown tiles, and then use your power that messes up countdown tiles. And then you win.
Okay. By that time, she's normally invisible, so...
I don't remember what any of those powers do, or what they're called. But I remember being...
Is it the one that makes you disappear into a hole and then reappear backwards through the same hole?
I don't think so.
That one generates red for me, so that's nice. But it also generates red for her, so that's not as nice.
I like how Sartu's answer is always to use a support that I've never seen, that I've never gotten. That's his answer in every crash.
I have Taskmaster Sword now, so I have been using it, but... It's still no luck.
All right, and coming up next, then, once you solve that one, it's Sue versus Pietro.
That's the original winner.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just win that one.
Yep.
All right.
That is an absolute crushing.
Yeah, Storyland. We got Honor Among Thieves. Talked about it last time, and I'm going to hash it over it again. And that's followed up by Meat Rocket and Groot, where you'll get a Star-Lord and some Carolina covers and some Old Man Meatbag shards.
Oh.
Top folks get Northstar covers and shards, and everybody gets some new character shards.
Oh, everybody?
Everybody. Well, all right, unless you finish, like, 900th or something ridiculous.
Well, I could do that, but I'll try if I get shards I'll never get to use.
PvP land, it's cover squirrel going. It'll get you squirrel go cover, Northstar cover, and Northstar shards. Top folks get a Nova cover and shards, and then there are Iceman shards as well.
Here is my most important question about the Meat Rocket and Groot event, and it will tell me how many shards I am going to receive. When it pops up underneath it, is it going to say 2x ISO?
I don't know.
Because Honor of Thieves got a lot of my free time, and by a lot I mean, you know, more than it deserved, but...
Meat Rocket and Groot does say... Both say yes. Yeah,
Meat Rocket and Groot does say double ISO.
Yep. That's my, I'm like a MPQ hobo. I have a sign that says, will work for double ISO.
All right. In the news, hey, we got a new character.
A new character? I don't even remember what the clue was, even though it was before the character came out.
It was the freaks come out at night.
Oh, mostly.
So can somebody explain to me how that was a clue for this?
Does anybody know? So Immortal Hulk, a banner mostly controls things during the day. But at nighttime, it is the Devil Hulk's time.
Okay. I was unaware of that, but okay, I get it.
Right.
Yeah.
I do, too. This is the way to go.
So, yeah, if you're not reading Immortal Hulk, you should. It's the best thing Marvel's putting out by far.
There are no comics out right now.
Well, no, there's no comics starting next week. But you could go get the first couple of trades of Immortal Hulk, and it is well worth the read. It is.
Isn't your local comic book store closed? That can't be an essential business.
So, if they were to happen to be mailing me some stuff.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. They can do that.
Yeah. I can't go there.
Right.
But I can ask them to mail me things, and they will mail me things.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Hey,
you can buy the trades on Amazon, or digitally.
Oh, nice. Okay. Continue, Ray.
So, speaking of mailing things, I got I was going to say gift or present, but I bought it myself. But I to help fill in my need for weapons collecting, I got a Warhammer that is just amazing in the mail today.
That's a good day.
Yeah. I'm posting a picture of it here in the Discord.
Nice. Oh. It's a little baby Mjolnir.
Yeah, pretty much. Handcrafted carbon steel head. And the handle is handcrafted. It delivered through the mail today. And man, that box took a beating. But you're not going to damage that hammer in transit anyway, so it was fine.
Nice.
You heft it up and try and wield it. Oh, I need to grow stronger.
It's a two-handed situation?
It is not meant to be two-handed, but for me, okay. It is a two-hand situation.
Fair. Yeah. No, that's fair. Is that from their site, or did you stage the one you received on your front lawn and post that picture?
That is from their site.
Okay, good. I was like, that's ridiculous, Ray. But there was no reason to take that outside of your basement and put it outside and take this picture.
Now, in my neighborhood, it is safe to go outside. I mean, there's...
Yeah, that's fine. Not what I was worried about. I just thought it was ridiculous.
Yeah,
you're sure. Like, oh, I got it out of the box. I'm going to go outside and take a selfie of it. All
right. Nope, that's from the website. But it does look exactly like that.
All right, back to this thing.
Yep.
Right.
All right, so the Hulk is green, black, and red. All right, so the first power is a green passive. That's right, a green passive. You don't get those. It is called the Green Door. At the start of your turn... I know, Ian. I know.
Go on.
I know. I was trying to keep this professional here. More funny is if you read their flavor text at the top, it says, powered by gamma radiation from beyond the Green Door. And I was like, oh no! But that is a thing in the whole comic that is canon, the Green Door, so.
Ooh, that makes it less funny, thanks.
Yeah, alright. At the start of your turn, convert a random basic tile to green. If there are at least 8 basic green tiles on the board, deal damage to the enemy team and destroy 2 basic green. Destroyed tiles deal damage, do not generate AP. At level 5, at max level, you're doing 5,490 team damage. Not tremendous, but a little perk. The black power, also passive. What does kill me? When downed, if there are any non-downed allies, the Immortal Hulk is revived. Deals damage to his allies, and his base match damage is increased. At level 5, hold on, I've got this all screwed up. It's when he makes a match, he deals damage to himself. That's all the time. Man, let me start at the beginning. Whenever the Immortal Hulk makes a match, deal damage to himself. When he's downed, if there's any non-downed allies, he revives, deals damage to all of his allies, and then his base match damage is increased. So at level 5 at max level, he's dealing 2,522 damage to himself every time he makes a match. However, he gains 63% match damage when he is revived. And then maximum match damage increases all the way up to 378% at max level.
Yumping Jesus.
Yeah. That's a lot of match damage.
Especially since his match damage is really high to begin with.
Green well, multiply is
857.
That by, yeah, well, there you go. getting a lot of extra bang out of that. His red power is called Breaker of Bones. I will make weapons from your bones. This will deal forth the damage to the target enemy and then damage to himself. At level 5, this is where it's not so great. At max level, he's doing 20,000 points of damage to a target, but almost 18,000 damage back to himself. That's not a really good trade, but only costs 7 red. Because you kind of want to kill him, so he picks himself back up and gets really angry. I think he'd be more fun with Loki and Thanos than Phoenix, because she's not good. But, I don't know, what do you think?
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to like using him that much, but maybe. I don't like damaging my team. I still don't like that. I've never
yeah.
I've never gotten over that.
You damage yourself and then your team.
Right.
Yeah, it's definitely a hard thing, but maybe he's very good. I mean, I don't know. His existence is, I mean, I hear he's a great new comic, but, you know, he's a little frustrating, but the character itself, it's too early for me to tell. I can't hear the abilities and be like, I understand that this will be a good character and here's why. But I mean, yeah, why fix Banner when you could just make an all new character to chase? Thank goodness there's another Hulk.
True story. All right, so
maybe he'll probably be awesome for the opposite reason, because I'm with Ray. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to take self damage or do self damage, and then I'm like, nah, this character's usually good.
I can imagine not liking him at all in any PvP that I'm going to have to face him in.
Yeah, he's going to hurt you real hard.
Yeah, I mean, if he gets taken down, I mean, granted, that's what, 5 times where his match damage goes up? He's going to be doing, like, each tile is going to be worth 3,000 points of damage to match away. I don't know.
So Meat Rocket and Groot starts tomorrow. That'll reward tokens to an Immortal Hulk cover store, and you get some shards in placement, as I said before. There will be shards in the Webbed Wonder event, and shards in Avenging Angel, and tokens to the Immortal Hulk cover store will be in the Immortal Kombat event. What else we got? In the cover store, that runs the 26th to April 3rd. 1 in 250 chance of getting the Immortal Hulk. 1 in 13 chance to get a 4-star. Let's see. If you could buy a 10-pack or 40-pack, that'll get you a 1 in 166 chance. This cover store will run for longer than usual to make sure you can spend all of your assets.
Cool.
Interesting. Special limited vault. Name to be determined vault. 40 items, including a Gods and Monsters legendary store token. All right. So some vault can give you a Gods and Monsters legendary store. And the Gods and Monsters store, which starts on the 2nd, there's a 15% chance to get Immortal Hulk, God Emperor Doom, or Robbie Reyes, the Ghost Driver. You can buy those tokens for 25 command points.
Cool.
So there you go. So one of, I'm assuming they're, you know, this is really going to focus on the Devil Hulk, one of Banner's many, many split personalities. Maybe we can get them all. We can get Joe Fixit. We can get the Professor. That'd be awesome. We get like 9 Hulks in this game. No? All right.
No. There are too many. There are too many. Well, there aren't too many Hulks, but there are too many Wolverines. There are too many. Yeah, no. I don't need more Hulks.
All right. Let's go to the sitcom Final Four.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my.
All right. On the left side of the bracket, two of the titans of comedy.
Yeah.
30 Rock, Liz Lemon, versus Friends. Whoa.
That is not the right show.
No, it isn't, but I wanted to do it anyway.
Oh, it's definitely Blossom.
How you doing? How's that about that?
Yeah, that's the wrong Joey. There you go.
I know. It just Joey popped in my head, and then I'm like, I don't know. Too late.
I don't know. I'm feeling conflicted about the Final Four.
Sure.
I abandoned my convictions last week so that I could do the right thing. I don't know if I can do it 2 weeks in a row.
I mean, these are two shows that I've watched every episode of both.
Sure.
I've loved them both dearly.
Sure.
The impact of Friends is astounding, but 30 right. Rock is a funnier show.
Much funnier. It's better written. It's just everything about 30 Rock is a little bit better.
All of that is true, and I'm still angry that you had Friends take over Cheers, so I'm definitely voting for 30 Rock.
All right, I'm going to vote for 30 Rock.
I think I have to, too, even though, man, I love Friends.
Yeah, me too. I think Kelly will probably divorce me for not moving Friends to the finals, but I'm going to take that risk and vote for 30 Rock.
Well, good conscience. She can't put you out on the street right now. I mean, that would just be a death sentence. So
right, right.
She's going to have to keep you for at least another 6 weeks.
That's what I'm hoping.
All right, on the right side.
Yeah.
Again. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's Seinfeld versus The Good Place.
Yes.
Again, two shows I've seen every episode of. Two shows I love dearly. One is...
Yeah, see, I feel the opposite way, but I again, I'm trying not to be ignorant. I have seen maybe 10...
Overall, The Good Place is better written all the way through.
Yes.
But, I mean, there's no dispute. Seinfeld has nugget episodes, which are outstanding, but...
I feel like of the 10 that I've seen, they must have not fallen into that category.
The contest, the soup kitchen. I mean, some of those episodes are just amazing.
I have seen those two episodes. They were not that funny.
The second spitter. I mean, that's that episode's funny every time. Maybe that just comes from my love of Keith Hernandez. I'm not sure.
That's part of it, I'm sure.
Bad Naked. That's a good episode. Yeah, Festivus, The Man's Ear. I mean. But man, The Good Place is just so well written. Just so well written.
Yeah, my vote's solid for The Good Place, so.
Yeah.
Mine's for Seinfeld.
Leaving it up to Craig. There's no worse scenario.
Well, here's going to be the deciding factor. One way, like it or lump it, the ending of Seinfeld sucked. The Good Place was awesome. So, Good Place for the win.
Oh my goodness, I can't believe it. Whew. That's what I wanted to have happen, and it's assuaged all my guilt, because I voted for Seinfeld, even though I hate that show.
No, I love Seinfeld, but I just, The Good Place was magical. I mean, it was...
It was, but I recognize all the... I can accept all those things you said about Seinfeld. I And again, I don't know if it translated in the show, but I watch Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Yep.
And there is an episode where Jerry and Dana Carvey are together.
Ooh, that'd be good.
They are talking about their craft, and both of them are able to conceive comedy on a level that I can't even begin to grasp. Like, they talk about comedy the way that, you know, five-star chefs talk about food. It's masterful, and I had newfound respect for both of them after that episode.
I love Dana Carvey.
Yeah.
Well, and I have absolute respect for Jerry Seinfeld as a comedian.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not in question in any way. But I enjoyed The Good Place more.
But Jerry, yeah, you've got to see the baby.
Yeah, see, she's just annoying to me no matter what, so...
The dingo ate my baby. Ah, God, that's funny.
Exactly.
All right, that sets up a big finale next week. Where it's 30 Rock versus The Good Place.
Wow.
Man, that is something.
Yeah. I'll have a week to think about that when I'm not trying to think of new segments for the show.
Yeah.
I have no idea how this is going to end.
I'm going to have to think on that one for a week. I'm really torn over that. In other news, working from home sucks, and I can't wait to be able to be free to roam the streets again. How about you guys?
Well, you got some mysterious support from our good fan, Grinch McScrooge, but he has clearly some sort of medical condition that causes him to agree with you, even though you are wrong. I have not set foot in my job, which remains open, a single day since school has been canceled. Being home with Owen every day is everything I remembered it was.
Right, but you're not working. I'm still working.
Right. I mean, I could, again, but... You're at home. I don't want to be around my weird coworkers. Like, I don't want to be exposed. But this is just news. I'm just saying, being at home is glorious. It's everything I dreamed. I miss my meager paycheck, but this is a million times better than being at work. Yeah. It's been long enough that I can't even just, like, squander the days anymore. I've been exercising. I've been cleaning my house. I've been doing projects. It's good times. I do hate social distancing. But I have been making the most of it.
Okay. Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
Oh, we're to that already. Wow.
Hey. Wow.
Yeah. UNC Samurai. So, I don't know if people saw the title of last week's show, but he said, a Rent reference. I may have to quit the show now.
Oh, no.
Which, I was right there with him. You gave that as a title suggestion. I went, that's not anything I recognize. You'll have to explain it to me.
Craig and I found it funny.
Yeah, that was good enough for me.
All right.
D-Wing responded with a, Rent is much more tolerable when you treat Benny as the protagonist. That again, is lost on me, but...
That was nice of him to offer that up as better. I like Rent, so I like musicals, so what are you gonna do? I'll try to think of a better title for the show this week for Samurai's benefit.
Okay. We got an email, actually multiple emails this week, it was weird, but from S. Fogarty, I'm gonna assume. In the sitcom bracket, it must be said, I'm trying to copy this link here, it must be said that the sitcom bracket is invalid due to the conspicuous absence of this classic, which I'm posting in Discord, and I will link it on the webpage. I know you will do the right thing and give credit where credit is due. Thanks for the show. Much enjoyments had by all. The YouTube link that he sent is an Adult Swim video. It is a half-hour long intro to the show called Too Many Cooks.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's because it's not an actual sitcom.
No, it doesn't appear to be in any way. It seems to be some sort of corny Adult Swim nonsense.
Yeah, it is a half hour just intro to the show, which, by the way, is not kid friendly before you start playing it for your kids.
Oh, no, nothing on there is, but...
Partway through, there's violence and nudity and, I mean, not full nudity, but close to it. And in any case, it's bogus. But I enjoyed watching it. Just to see it. And it's Too Many Cooks, and it's a intro to a sitcom, except it's an endless number of people in the sitcom, so they're just introducing people left and right and again too many cooks. So, in any case, I appreciate it. I'd never heard of it before. D-Wing and the Wall of Text. Another no-nickname Daily Deadpool week? Are we sure Craig isn't sick? I didn't pay attention this week. Did you do nicknames?
There weren't any.
I don't know.
Any.
Look at your script. Nope. He did none.
Wow.
None of those people have nicknames.
Three in a row.
Oh, I suppose there was I guess Patch is in there, isn't he?
Yeah. You just called him Wolverine.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Crazy.
You have to get back on that. He also said sitcoms. Ray is correct about Cheers being superior. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. And he says, I am a rotund fellow named Chad who worked at a newspaper in the year 2000. If I never hear another pregnant Chad joke in my life, it will be too soon. Hanging Chad?
Yeah, Hanging Chad.
Yeah.
Okay.
And retire the show. That lead up regarding the Steel City Con was peak. PW3. And not to mention that the clap has become a non-issue. Good job, fellas.
What? Look at that.
It's been solid the last, I don't even know how many times.
Oh, like, okay. I was like, it's still kind of an issue, but penicillin, so.
Not that clap.
Okay.
And from last week's episode, he says, this is the most I have laughed at an episode in a long time. The problem is this kidney stone discomfort that I'm having right now. That escalated
Sorry
quickly.
Sorry about that. Yeah, that sounds terrible.
And in defense of Jessica Drew's purple, those traps do a truckload of damage at 5 covers if you use fear, plus the AI can be guided toward matching them. And Love gets rid of specials and countdowns. So he thinks that 5-5-3 is correct.
Probably.
And he's not alone. The synergy segment this week is featuring Spider-Woman. So a little more later.
That's sad.
I like it.
The last thing he had was best TV shows that only lasted a season or two. Go. The only thing I could think of was actually Carnival on HBO.
Yeah, that is. Yeah,
wasn't that 3 seasons?
That was 2 seasons.
Was that 2?
Two.
Third season was going to give us all of our, you know, wrap up of the story, yeah. And then it never happened.
Yeah, that was good.
Ooh, Sports Night. I'm on board with that, too.
Gross. You and your Alan Sorkin shows drive me up a wall. They're not funny.
It's Aaron Sorkin.
Just accept it. Well, whoever. Someone named Sorkin.
No, but it stars that guy that I love. Peter Guy.
Peter Actor Guy. Yeah. Greg's favorite, you know him.
You know Peter, actor guy. I love that guy. He's now on that new show where he's dead.
Okay.
Sarah Connor Chronicles. That show was awesome. Yeah, I agree with Duncan on that one.
Was it awesome? Really?
I liked it a whole lot.
How many seasons was Firefly? I thought it was at least 2.
Oh, Grinch for the win, right there. Pushing Daisies. That show was solid gold.
Firefly was only 12 episodes. That was magnificent 12 episodes.
Yeah, that's true.
Never seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a monster.
I've never seen it.
What, Firefly?
Yeah.
It's spectacular. And concludes very well with its very own movie.
Was there a spinoff or something after that?
No. Nope.
Weren't there 2 shows that were kind of tied together, Firefly and something else?
There was the movie, no. But...
Did the movie have a different name?
Serenity.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Okay.
I think so. Is that what it was called?
Serenity,
Did I
yeah.
dream that?
Mm-hmm.
Good, okay. Yeah, it's a great follow-up to the series.
Since they couldn't do the rest of the series, yeah.
Right.
I'll have to check that out sometime.
Dances with Weevils, Craig choosing Bumper Stumpers as the hill to die on is the most Craig thing ever.
That was a good show.
It's a fun puzzle game.
Yeah.
And Norman B. commented on that and said, Scrabble with Chuck Woolery was my favorite show. I could have made bank on that show. It was my jam. I tell you what you should do. If you want to do the game show thing, you can do the game show thing. You and Craig can debate. And then if you don't agree, I'll be the breaking vote. Because I've seen a lot of them, but not a lot of the lot of them. Like, I've seen a bunch of the shows, but like 1 or 2 episodes maybe.
I'll consider that.
I'm not sold on the idea, but...
Right, right. And I don't love it either, but I don't hate it, because I do like game shows.
No, no. Anyway, that is it. The mailbag is empty. Thanks, Lumpy.
Thanks, Willie. All right, once again, then, I'm Hans.
I'm in the middle of an excitement yawn, hang on.
Whew. All right, and I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
You up. Nice. All right, let's see. I perused this quickly, but let's see. Oh, maybe the... Yep, I was right. The 3 stars will cheer me up. We've got some boosted characters this week. 3-star land, if you're playing them. 3-star Captain America is boosted, and he is awesome. He can stun people. He can hurt people. He can recycle the AP that he uses to do those things and just keep doing it. He does have a yellow ability, but it's pricey. No reason not to throw it out if you can, but man, 19 AP. That's a long day at the office. Colossus, the ultimate in game breaking. That guy is the best. His Colossal Punch does okay damage and a little bit of stun. He soaks up some good amount of damage and throws people into the air and just causes hot fixes and reworks like mad. Yep. He is awesome.
He is the code breaker.
He really is. Good for him. Hawkeye. Hawkeye's great because his arrows are 5 each. He just starts firing them off like crazy. And they all have different effects, so I don't know that they'll all be boosted with the boost, but a good number of them will be. I don't remember what else he does. He just shoots cheap arrows. That's his job. Luke Cage, my goodness, he's great without being boosted, even better boosted. He'll do way too much damage with his yellow. The projectile he puts out will be huge, and the damage he does from jab, jab, cross should be right up there. So enjoy that. And the Punisher, meh, they can't all be winners, but hey, his redemption shouldn't really... His redemption shouldn't be affected by the boost, should it?
No.
I thought it, because it's a percentage situation.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, he does damage, but in order to kill you, it's a percentage situation. So, you know, Molotov Cocktail and the other green ability does a little bit too. All right, 4 stars. Ugh, it's looking bleak this week, 4-star players. We've got a boosted Kraven the Hunter.
Safari Joe does it again.
Oh, he never does it. What a downer. He is one of my favorite, if not my most favorite Spider-Man villain, and he is a...
He's terrible in this game.
Absolute, yeah. Just a... That's fine. I'll put him on the list with magic and just feel bad about myself. So, yeah, his black does a little bit of boosted damage. The degree to which he debuffs special tiles, will that be increased?
I would think so. I would hope so.
Great. So he really debuffs tiles.
That's all I use him for, so I hope so.
Yeah. And his blue does a little bit of damage. Old Carl Mordo. Sometimes a Baron, sometimes not. He can get some decent damage out of his power with purpose. So because he destroys AP with that. So that's handy. But, you know, increased damage out of the boots, increased damage out of the staff. He's a really below average dude doing his best. Ugh, another bottom of the barrel. Namor the Submariner.
Imperious Rex!
Yeah, that'll deal a little bit of extra damage. His little bit of AoE from his purple is going to be boosted. The little bit of damage he does with his Mercy is going to be boosted. Shuri? Is she okay? I never really got behind what she did.
Don't call me Shuri.
I just saw the graphic, and that's amazing.
It is. I prefer, honestly, I love the Carl Mordo graphic, because I love me some Jimmy McMillan.
Sure.
Jimmy McMillan cracks me up all the time. Shuri, her twin blaster damage is boosted, and her red ability damage is boosted from matching, I want to say, fortified tiles. And Bucky. Ugh. And man, what a real downer of a week. The damage you get out of precision shot is boosted. I really only use that ability to manipulate the other player's AP, so that's not gonna really do whatever. If you can explode moving target, that deals a good amount of damage. That's his red. Same thing with his blue trap. It does some damage. It's okay. So those are some things. Let's see Samurai can sort out this mess. Combine Mordo with Shuri. If Shuri can put out enough fortified tiles, she makes allied powers cheaper. Mordo's black becomes really good if it only costs 5. Okay. And Shuri will also drop 3-star Hawkeye's blue to just 3. That's a lot of arrows. That is a lot of arrows. I should open Steam. What a great place to work that in. Oh, man. Good on you, UNC Samurai. So, yeah, listen to me now and believe me later. That's a happy and sad list of everybody who's boosted this week. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
All right, let's head over to Team Up Time.
Energy segment featuring Ray.
If I like that voice. So
nope, I won't use it again.
So, all right, like I said, this Team Up is...
Sorry, that's his Circus Voltaire voice, I think. No, it's Circus Voltaire, the other one.
Stay away from the clock.
Yes, that voice. Oh my God, why can't I think of it? Funhouse! Yes, that's what went through my head.
Stay away from the clock! I thought we were pals.
Getting late.
All right, I'm going to go now.
Go ahead. Sorry, I was thinking about one time when a friend of mine took me to her 10-year high school reunion, and I didn't know anybody there, so I told everybody, when they asked me what I did, I told them I recorded celebrity voiceovers for pinball games, and they all believed me. It was the dumbest lie I've ever told. They were like, how's that? I was like, yeah, you know, it's pretty low level.
Wait, no one asked you to do any impersonations and you couldn't do any? So
they didn't ask me for impersonations. They just asked me if I met anybody cool. I told them I met James Gandolfini when they did the Sopranos pinball game.
Nice.
And I said, it was like, those are my top low tier celebrities were him and Casper Van Dien for the Starship Troopers game.
That was a good game.
It was a good game.
It's a good movie.
It was a great movie.
Rico's Roughnecks. Hoo-ah!
Man, Jake Busey. That kid's awesome.
All right.
We're ready for you, Ray. I got to hear about
Spider-Woman.
Spider-Woman.
Yeah. So, like I said, this is from a listener named George who emailed in who said, Spider-Woman paired with Scarlet Witch can take down high-level goon-only teams by building a purple and clearing the countdown tiles so that you never take damage. I've used it for 5-star PvE essential nodes where my 5-star essential was severely underpowered. It's slow going, it takes some patience, but if you got the time, you can clear nodes that you wouldn't be able to with other characters. Now, I haven't tried this out yet, but the idea is you have Spider-Woman at a 5-5-3, so you're using her purple, which can remove 6 special tiles for the cost of 8 purple. So you can clear out those countdowns pretty easily. You just got to get 8 purple before any of them go off. Of course, Scarlet Witch, her job is to generate purple with her blue passive. And just for kicks in my team up, I threw in Doctor Strange because his Flames of the Faltine will fire off every time somebody throws down one of those countdowns.
Wisdom.
So it's going to be doing damage when they throw the countdowns, and then it's going to allow you to remove all the countdowns before they do anything to you. Again, probably not an incredibly fast team, but seems like a survivable. And considering these stupid rock monsters in the current PvE are just killing every 5-star team I throw at them, I might throw this at them just to see how it works.
Sure.
Now, in my team up, I did use 3-star Doctor Strange because Scarlet Witch is 3-star, and I figured nearly everybody's going to have 3-star Strange, and if you don't have 5-star Strange, he's the way to go. But I'm going to throw 5-star Strange because his flames are going to do more damage. But so Spider-Woman 5-5-3, Scarlet Witch at a 3-5-5 because you're going to be using Jessica's purple. And Doctor Strange at a 5-3-5, because again, you're not really going to rely on the Eye of Agamotto. So there you go. That's your team up for this week. Give it a whirl and let me know how it goes. Thanks, as always, to Unify.
Hello, Moto.
Unify.
Wow, we're really flying through this. All right, except we're not, because it's 9:44. All right, let's go to the OG and open up some tokens with this guy.
This guy. Wait, that's not yet. That's not until after.
Someone else should go first because, like a fool, I started a match a couple minutes ago and I'm not done.
No.
I'm the worst. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I will start doing some experimenting for your benefit. I don't know whether to poke havoc in his, like, this part of his mask that is designed to only highlight his cheekbones for some reason, or the obvious red dot in the middle of his silly molecular forehead device. Red dot it is. Red dot. Yes! Fantastic! Red dot gets me the black wasp sting Janet Van Dyne cover that I have her championed in hopes of getting, but that would have taken me the rest of my lifetime. I now have her at a 5.53 and can consider championing her soon, and I can immediately go in and stop putting effort into her and put effort into a different force.
Nice. I paid off.
What a good day. Yeah, that really cheered me up. I didn't really need cheered up, but heck, I'll take it. While Ray's open and things, I'm going to peruse this and try to figure out where to transition next to, because sure. I've been having a lot of luck since Shards of getting people fully covered.
I only got one to open. Ray, do you have a bunch?
No, I no longer have a bunch. I opened all of, I had 25, and I, when Havoc Lord. Went in, I used up all 25 to try and get me a Havoc, and failed totally. I do not have a Havoc. I did manage, out of 25 tokens, I got 2 Sinister covers. That was it. That's all I got.
I still have no Sinister.
Hmm.
I think I got one.
In any case, I'm gonna pout him in his stupid little pouty lips, I guess, because that didn't work. I got a 4-star.
No.
Nebula Galactic Rage.
Nope, it's got to be that silly little bit of his costume that is designed to highlight his cheekbones.
Sure. Nope, I am going to touch the ridge on top of his head. Touch the ridge,
no,
Ian.
No, not the ridge!
Nope, it's a 4-star. Oh, that's what I get. I was punished. I'm sorry. I don't even want to tell you what it is. It makes me so sad.
I tried to steer you correctly. I hope it's a Gwenpool.
It was a Gwenpool!
That's what you get.
I said karma punished me. Man, that is a terrible draw. Boo earns. Yeah, so I'm still missing Sinister. I did get a Havoc the other day, but still no Sinister.
Yeah, 0 Havoc, but my Sinister is doing okay. I have all 3 powers, I know.
I got 50 Sinister shards, though, so, you know, someday that'll pay off.
I'm sure it could. So, where do I go next as far as people who are one cover away from being fully covered in the 4-star world? I've got Kingpin.
Yeah.
I've got Mr. Fantastic. I have Mordo. I have Moon Knight, but I also have Sentry championed, and he's going to spit out some Moon Knight shards any second now, so let's not pick Moon Knight. Trying to think if I have anybody else that's one cover away other than those 2 goons. They're looking like my 2 top choices. By that, I mean, you know, you could pick anybody else who could use some work, I suppose, but yeah, they're right there at the top. Oh, Totally Awesome Hulk.
All right, Mordo it is.
See, I would pick Cho or Fantastic over Mordo.
Yeah, but Donkey Team makes a good point. Mordo gives you Doctor Strange.
What's that?
When he levels, Mordo gives you Strange covers.
Yeah, that's not gonna... not anytime. Whatever. That's so far away in my future.
Cho is playable.
Okay. Now you're speaking my language.
I would probably... Me, because of the whole Doctor Strange thing, I would put Mordo atop. But if that doesn't... If that doesn't sway you, then I would probably do Cho and then Kingpin.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's, I will take all that into consideration. Yeah. I like it.
Or pick your favorite, you know.
And none of them are my favorite. They all seem mediocre. I'm leaning towards Kingpin because he is my favorite of the characters. Mordo has the most shards. He already has 315 out of 400. So I could wrap him up and then switch over to someone else. Hard to say. All right. Cool. Thanks, this guy.
This guy. All right, Ian, what's on the podcast network nowadays?
Oh, there's no way to know. If only there were some sort of centralized location where I could simply just go look it up and have all the information I need. Perhaps I will try the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named network.com. Over there, you'll find a complete archive of all our current and past shows. So if you want more podcasts to help you through this time of quarantine and social distancing, make the safe choice and choose the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
You're listening to the Soon to Be Named Network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
You know, in these many times of trouble, Mother Mary come to me, whispering words of wisdom.
Nope.
Quarantine.
Nope. Pass. No more Beatle covers by Craig.
Quarantine.
No more Beatle parody covers by Craig.
Quarantine.
That makes it worse.
Oh, quarantine.
I should have used reverse psychology. More Beatles parody covers by Craig. Did you see yesterday, Craig?
I saw yesterday.
Nope, the movie yesterday.
Oh, no.
Okay.
What is that?
No one remembers who the Beatles are except for one dude, and he starts covering all their music and becomes super famous because of it.
Oh, okay. Was it good?
What I described to you is pretty much the entirety of the movie. So if you just want it to be fun, then that's the movie. I enjoyed the whole movie, and I thought it was great. Even Kate McKinnon did a good job.
Oh, now come on.
What's that? She did. She entertained me every time she was on the screen. It was a good movie.
Just because she can't do stand-up well doesn't mean she can't do acting.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yep. Yeah. I would say if you have, and I know you do, if you have the HBO on your streaming service and you got some free time, fire up yesterday if you get really bored because they stopped making shows and movies at the moment.
Yeah, well, apparently I got to try this Firefly show I hear.
Yo, you Oh, yes.
Oh, and this audience probably would be interested in the fact that CBS All Access is free right now.
I still don't think that's true.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I believe they still are asking you for a credit card and to sign up for their trial service. That's not free. That's just their normal 30-day free trial.
No, that's not what I heard. I have not.
I saw a big argument on Reddit because, Picard posted a thing about that. And people said, yes, but when you go to get it, You have to put in your credit card, and it automatically signs you up to renew in 30 days. Well, I'm like, well, that's not free. That's their normal demo.
Oh, I didn't even know they offered a demo.
They do.
It does seem like a trap suddenly. Can you cancel after watching the first season of Picard?
You could.
And not get charged?
Yeah, you could.
Hmm. I hear what you're saying, and you're not wrong, because that would take two whole steps, and that's more steps than I am personally willing to take.
Right, that's my problem, is I don't want to take the effort to cancel that thing.
Yep.
So I just don't want to sign up in the first place.
I hear you. I'm with you. We're both wrong, just so you know.
That might be, but I just don't want to do it.
Ooh, I hear from reliable sources that Firefly's on Hulu.
Huh. I'll do a search and add it to my...
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can...
My shows.
Revisit that show and see if I can get my wife to watch it with me. I would like to relive that experience.
So I think that is the clear winner of the shows that didn't make it long enough that should be at the top.
Oh my goodness. It's too good to be put in the mix. Yeah, no. Well, yes.
Apparently you have not seen Pushing Daisies.
It's not better than Firefly. I don't need to see it to know that it's not better than Firefly. Now, I'm not going to suggest that it wasn't a good show, because it was.
Show was great.
Sorry, my brain stopped working.
The podcast over. I think we're done. Anything else for the good of the order?
Negative. I'll spring some new stuff on you guys. ASAP.
PB Army.
Sure.
ASAP.
It's so much better on draft than it is out of a pounder can, and it's great out of a pounder can, just so you know.
You know what it's better? Down in somebody's drain. And
negative. That is a masterfully crafted beer.
Oh, come on. Hippie nonsense.
It was in Midnight Madness.
It was in Midnight Madness.
They went to the factory. They lived their dream.
They did. That is a good movie.
Yeah, it is.
Am I good? I mean, it's awful, but boy, do I love that movie.
Right. I remember it fondly, but I'm sure it's not good.
Faggot Beefy? Sorry, Faggot Beefy will be forever burned in my brain.
Good old Michael Fox.
Oh, that is funny stuff. All right, so thanks everybody for joining us here this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com, the place to be. You know the drill by now. It's, I think I've read this 230 sometimes. Well, maybe not, because I skip like every third episode. So maybe I've read it like 200 times. If you are super bored, you want to buy some stuff on Amazon, if you can get it, go through our link and send us some pennies. We need to buy stuff. or cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids.
If you want to go to Cafe Press, can you get some PW3 monogram toilet paper? I'm sure people need toilet paper.
I don't think so.
Oh, man.
That would be awesome, though.
Yeah, that would have
been. You could wipe your butt with Ian's face.
I would totally sponsor that if that were possible. I know what you're getting for Christmas.
I can wipe my butt with your face. Toilet paper, you'll watch the beat.
Yeah.
I'm on your case, I'm in your face. Kick you and your father back in place. Step up, sucker, understand. Don't you know?
I'm the man.
I'm the man. I'm the man. I'm bad. I'm so bad, I should be in detention. All right, goodbye for now. Remember, kids, next week, championship week. Much consternation will be had.
I thought that was about to be like the best clue ever.
Bye.
Bye, friends.
Good night.